Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Yes. Hi. I'm calling regarding a bill that was a charge on my credit card, $54.97. Date posted was 1/18.
Okay, yes, ma'am. May you please provide me with your zip code so I can try and locate that account for you?
11104 in New York.
And may I have your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Mary Vocun.
And the last name is spelled V as in Victor, O-K-O-U-N?
Yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And may you verify the shipping address for me, ma'am?
4115 44th Street.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
In Sunnyside. Okay, so now, what is that? What is this charge about? Because
okay.
I didn't authorize 5497.
Yes.
I know there was one that I authorized was 795 and 499.
Okay, so it says here back on December 7th, you ordered a purifier, paid the shipping and handling cost of $7.45.
How much?
$7.45.
What was ordered?
It says here a purifier.
Okay. Yeah. $7.95. Okay.
And then, due to their terms and conditions, you were billed for those for that purifier, and it was at first being billed for $49.97, but they discounted it due to the three declined transactions. They discounted it to $14.95, and that was on January 1st. And then it looks like here again, I meant January 14th. And then it looks like here again on January 14th, you ordered a pulse oximeter.
Yes, that I ordered. But this is, but why am I being charged $54.97?
Okay, yes,
that's
ma'am.
My question.
So
the purifier was $7.97. It's a little tiny purifier.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a little tiny purifier for $7.97. So, $7.95. So, why am I being charged $54.97?
Yes, ma'am. So, did you read their terms and conditions before ordering that product, ma'am?
No. I read that it was $7.95, and this is what I was charged, was supposed to be charged.
Okay, ma'am. So, in their terms and conditions, it stated that if this account wasn't canceled 48 hours after the purchase date, then it will be enrolled into an online gadget store where
No, we don't want that. I don't want to be enrolled in anything.
Yes, ma'am. Well,
so disenroll me out of that thing.
Yes,
whatever
ma'am.
It is. Or
yes.
I'm going to report it to the BBB.
Yes, ma'am.
This way, can I have a reference number in your name?
Yes, ma'am. When I get done documenting this account, so I can cancel it, I'll have a cancellation number for you. And my name is Jameer, Jameire.
Okay, and it's canceled because you were gonna start charging me $54 every time, or what?
Hold on, can you repeat that question again, ma'am?
What I was enrolled, I don't even know what I was enrolled in for a little purifier. This
yes,
is
ma'am.
A scam.
Well, you wasn't enrolled in anything for the purifier. You just they was billing you $49.97 for the purifier. That's how much the purifier cost. But when you ordered that,
I was doing a survey and I was supposed to get the $7.95 charged. I was not supposed to get $49.99 or whatever it is.
You didn't, ma'am. It declined.
So that was a scam. They scammed me because why they show $7.95 and now they just charge my credit card $54.97.
Because in their terms and conditions, it stated that as I was explaining earlier, that you will be enrolled into an online gadget store where you receive a $125 gift card each month you are enrolled. And that's
okay,
what,
so no, I don't want it.
Yes, ma'am. So if you will bear with me, let me get this
anything. So I'm not gonna, you know, this is it's a lie. It's a pure lie.
Yes, ma'am. So if
I'm
you
enrolled and I'm not, you know, I have to pay this every time. No. I want this canceled.
Yes, ma'am. So if you will please hold for a quick second, let me get this account documented, and I'll be right back with the cancellation number.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe this? For that little purifier, $49.99. They lied. They said there was $7.95,
yeah.
And they charged me for, and then to enroll me in something, I don't know, I didn't even know. What is this with the gadget thing? He's going to get a gift card. I never got anything.
That one.
It's a lie, Eddie. And that they didn't even send me a message. The credit one was supposed to send me a message for that charge. And they said they canceled it. The credit one said they canceled it, and apparently they didn't go through. They were able to somehow, you know, charge my card without my permission. That's why I told the guy, credit one, they're not supposed to charge my card.
No, they're not.
But they charged me. Instead of $7.95, they charge $54.
Okay, ma'am. Are you ready for that cancellation number?
Yes, please.
It is C as in cat 258-770-827.
Let me repeat. C as in cat 258-770. 0827 is canceled as of today.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
I'm not going to get any more charges in my credit card.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jimmy.
You're welcome, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer service. You have a great rest of your day, ma'am.
You too. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.